right now, we welcome in to ESPN Game Night Hall of Famer, former TCU great, LaDainian Tomlinson. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on, man, and thank you for your time. I know you've been on the network today, and certainly you're watching this Monday night game tonight, and obviously we got to ask you about your comments regarding Ezekiel Elliott and what you saw from him last night in his game. Certainly he was stoned by that Broncos defense, got frustrated, but you said he quit.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Every player goes through a situation where you are going to be frustrated on the sideline, and you might not interact the best way with your teammates on the sideline when you are frustrated. Every player goes through that. I'm talking about the one play where he quit when Chris Harris intercepted the football. Now, on that play, Ezekiel could have made the tackle. And most running backs are taught to go make the tackle. Most of our running back coaches tell us we need the running backs to make the tackle. Because the offensive linemen, most of the time, they're not fast enough to get there to make the tackle. We don't want the quarterbacks to be a part of that play. So the onus is on the running back. When I seen him look at Chris Harris just run by him and turn and walk away, that's quitting on your teammates. That's the definition of quitting. It had nothing to do with his demeanor on the sideline. He's going to grow into being a more mature player in terms of keeping his teammates in the game, that type of thing. I understand being frustrated, but I'm talking about the Chris Harris play where he just watched him run back and didn't even try to help his teammates in bringing that guy down.
You know, in talking to Garrett today, it wasn't just that play. He also didn't give effort on the final interception where Aqib Talib went 100 yards to the end zone. He didn't chase there, and Garrett talked about his lack of effort on both of those plays, and he's certainly going to show it to Elliott and show it to the team how this is not what you want to do. And for the Cowboys and Garrett, he said that that's uncharacteristic of Elliott because he is a guy that is a competitor and competes, and he didn't do it. He doesn't know why he didn't do it on Sunday.
Right, and that's the mind-boggling thing, I think, to a lot of us, because Ezekiel, you know, as we know, he can be a great player in this league. You know, he has all the potential in the world. And, you know, what this year is, I've seen a lot of people on social media talking about, you know, why am I calling him out and all this kind of stuff. It's not about calling him out. This is constructive criticism. I have a lot of respect for the young man, and I think he can be great. And so I'm just challenging him that he can be better. And I'm sure he has to have somebody in his corner, Jason Witten, one of his teammates, to go up to him and talk to him about those particular plays. Because if you want the respect of your teammates and you want those linemen to block hard for you, when they see that on film, trust me, guys, they lose respect for you when they see that on film.
Is this an immaturity issue with him where, because obviously some of the things off the field, it's immature is what we call it, and he'll grow out of that. He's a 22-year-old kid. Is this part of that on the field, being 22, almost throwing a little fit that, hey, we're getting blown out, it's 35-17, it's about to be 42-17, I'm immature, I don't want to make this play?
I think it is. I mean, it speaks to some level of immaturity, no question about it, because he's never been in that situation. And he's probably, you know, was moping around and sitting bad for himself, wasn't having a good game, and things was just not going right. But at the same time, you know, that's a natural reaction, guys. If I'm a player and I see my quarterback just intercepted, the natural reaction for any competitive player is to go after this dude. I mean, it's happened to me plenty of times where we've thrown an interception, and my running back coach, Clarence Sheldon, who was in Dallas at one point, was the Cowboys running backs coach for Emmitt Smith. He always told us the running backs have to go make the tackle. And I'll tell you, when that happened, man, I was trying to get over there and try to strip the ball from the DB or the linebacker, or at least hit the guy so hard that he would never want to intercept it again. That's just the mindset that you naturally have as a competitor.
Yeah, you know, this is something that this young Cowboys team, you know, going back to last year, they've never been whipped like this. Zeke's never been shut down like this. Probably going back to grade school, he's never had a game like this where he couldn't run it, and basically the team gave up on running the ball, not even trying to run it. One other thing that you talked about last night on the network was that this was the blueprint. You know, maybe this was the blueprint going forward where teams, you know, can stop this Cowboys offense. Do you see what Denver did? Did other teams can duplicate? Can they? Is this the thing that other teams can use to stop the Cowboys going forward?
Well, I do think some of the really good teams in the league, they can do that. They can get physical with that offensive line and control the line of scrimmage. And you know, that's what – they got to be ready for that. That's what really good teams are going to try to do to them. They're going to figure, well, if we can be physical with this offensive line and control that line of scrimmage, then we're going to have a great chance of shutting down that run and making the Cowboys one-dimensional. It absolutely – Denver absolutely showed everyone the blueprint. But at the same time, everyone doesn't have the personnel that right. the Denver Broncos have. But I'll tell you one thing. The Giants, they have the personnel. They have the defensive line that can stand up, you know, against the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Even though the first game off, the Cowboys did handle them pretty well. I will say that. But going forward, people are going to attack them in this manner.
Talking to LaDainian Tomlinson here on ESPN Game Night, 103.3 FM ESPN. Dak also obviously did not have the best of games yesterday. And as you said, not every team has the personnel to match up with the Cowboys the way that Denver does. But how much of this is on Dak in the passing game to be able to move the ball down the field to open up the ability for Zeke to get some yardage?
Well, it's critical. It's critical now more than ever. And look, going into the season, we expected Dak to be able to take that next step, to be able to carry more of the offensive load. And it looked like he was able to do so that first game. Maybe this past week, yesterday, maybe he took a step back, you know. But, I think it was more of the wide receivers. I mean, we have to call it like we see it, guys. They didn't make plays for Dak. You know, there was some drop balls that should have been caught. You know, there looked like some confusion out there at times. And they just didn't look like they were in sync. But I will say this, having been a guy that was in that division, the AFC West, where I had to go to Denver every single year and play up there, it is extremely tough to play in Denver. I mean, if they get up on you, it's going to be hard to beat those guys. They play different when they play at home. So, you know, we can kind of take this as, all right, they should be able to learn a lot. The Cowboys should be able to learn a lot from this loss. They won't have to play the Denver Broncos much. They're in a totally different conference. But who in the NFC now can duplicate that game plan that the Broncos had against Dallas?
Well, going forward, they play Arizona Cardinals this week. Arizona Cardinals got a pretty good corner out there in Patrick Peterson. You know, they got a pretty good safety in Hunter Badger, and they got some guy to get to the quarterback. Can you know, they're going to have to – they're probably going to use it. And they play to run the 3-4 as well. So they're going to try to probably duplicate what the Broncos did. You know, Dak and Dez, and if anybody needs to make a play in the passing game, it's Dez Bryant. He has to get some separation and make plays. Can they do that going forward? Is this, you look at the Cardinals, can they duplicate what Denver did?
I don't think the Cardinals can. I do agree that they have the secondary to, you know, to kind of give the Cowboys some problems. But the issue for the Cardinals will be stopping Ezekiel. This is going to be a week where Ezekiel, he's going to be fired up. He's going to hear the talk all week about only having 8 yards. And the Cowboys hear that talk too. So I envision them feeding him this week. I mean, at least 20 carries, 25 carries, and really pounding the Arizona Cardinals and kind of getting back to what the team that they were last year. But when it comes down to it, they're going to need to rely a little bit more on that pass game. So I agree. They're going to have to find a way to get Dez open, to get him the ball in certain situations and, you know, be able to score the football by throwing it. You're not going to always be able to run the football in the National Football League. But the way the rules are set, you should be able to at least throw the football around the park and generate yards and points.
I hate to remind you of this. I'm sure you remember, but you had a game once back in 2005, 17 carries for 7 yards against Philadelphia. When you're running and you keep running into a wall like that, like what Zeke experienced against Denver, man, what's your just mentality as a running back like when you don't feel like you're getting any light at all?
You know what? It's one of those things that you have to have the mindset as a running back that the next play is going to be the play. You know, the next play is going to be the play. I break one. And I remember that game, you know, like it was yesterday. It was in Philly, and they were all over us. I mean, I was getting hit in the backfield. It seems like my moves wasn't working against the guys, you know, Dawkins and all those guys at the time, Trotter. But I'll tell you, you just got to continue to keep a positive mindset that this next play will be the play that I break it. And it goes back, I guess, to the coach that I had, Marty Schottenheimer. He always preached the next play. So it didn't matter what happened the play before. It was about the next play. And that puts you in such a mindset that it keeps you focused on the game plan and what's ahead, not thinking about what happened.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on. I know you're busy. You're working the network. I thank you for coming on. And I know you've been busy today answering these questions, hearing stuff on social media. That's the game today, huh?
Absolutely it is. But I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on and talk about this.
One thing I want to say before we go, you know, I talked to you briefly at the Hall of Fame at your party. What a great, great speech. What a great, great speech
you
had at the Hall of Fame. And I don't, you know, I haven't forgotten. I know many people haven't forgotten.
That was awesome.
And are you ready to run for office now?
Absolutely not. But I am willing to continue, you know, just to get out in the community and talk about, you know, how we can come together as, you know, as people and unite and really move our country forward.
Yeah, it should athletes should use their platform to talk about these issues. They shouldn't just stick to sports.
Well, look, we are community people as athletes. A lot of us are out in our communities. You know, we're raising kids that are attending our local schools, you know, and so we're very much a part of what happens in our community. We can't just be athletes. We're so much more than that. And we, you know, I think, you know, we truly have a place to be able to say certain things as long as it's productive, I believe, and to really help, you know, lead our community. Because after all, guys, a lot of people come out and watch these games and we entertain our fans, but a lot of people look up to us as athletes. So we do have a huge responsibility.
Hey, man, again, appreciate it. Certainly you set the tone. Class act as always. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.